Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association.
Our guest today is Mark Van Rijmenam. He's the founder of online big data knowledge platform bigdata-startups.com. Mark is a strategist who advises organizations on how they should deal with big data. As such, he's a well-sought-after speaker on this topic. He's the author of a great new book entitled Think Bigger, Developing a Successful Big Data Strategy for Your Business, and it's published by Amacom, a subsidiary of the American Management Association. Mark, welcome to Edgewise.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Let's just jump in here. You hear so much of it in the press right now, and you know, some of it I think is marketing and advertising stuff, and some of it I think is legitimate, but what is big data, and why is it important for organizations to pay attention to it?
That's a very good question to start with, because let's first start with saying that big data is really changing the way we work and the way we live. And nowadays, organizations and as well as consumers are generating so much data that this data can be analyzed for insights for your organization. However, there's a problem with all this data because it's too massive to process it, to analyze it, to store it with the traditional tools. And therefore, you need new hardware and new software that can analyze the data which comes in at high speed and in different variety. So with these new tools that are rapidly becoming more available on the market, and these are all kinds of big data startups that can analyze this data and give you the insights, it becomes better to manage your organization and your company.
Can you give me three concrete examples of what big data can do for a business?
There are many possibilities for organizations to use big data. And in fact, research has also shown that organizations that have developed a big data strategy throughout the organization financially outperform their peers by 20%. So it's really a wise idea for organizations to start with big data. And as I mentioned, there are many different possibilities, from getting to know your customers better, reducing the risk of your customers, better optimizing your supply chain, etc. But let me give you three concrete examples of companies that I know that have really taken a much further than normally the normal companies would do. And the first company I want to share with you is the insurance company InsureTheBox. And this is really a pioneer in big data in reducing risk, because what they do is they have created a device which consumers can plug into their car. And this device measures then exactly how, when, where each insured vehicle is driven. And based on this information, an algorithm determines the driving behavior. And this includes acceleration speeds, deceleration speeds, where the driver drives, etc. And it calculates a corresponding risk profile. And based on this risk profile, of course, the customer gets an insurance offer. And of course, the better one drives, the lower the price he or she has to pay. So I think this is a really good example of a company that really taken it a much further step into using the data for a new approach.
Okay, following that line of thought, how does big data affect the privacy of consumers? That seems to be a very hot issue, especially in the news now. And how will this impact companies as well?
That's a good question, because, of course, with everything that we see and we have heard in the last year that's revealed by Snowden in the past year, consumers are really becoming mistrustful. And in this digital age, one thing that is of utmost importance, of course, is to keep the trust of your customers. So although big data really brings many advantages to organizations and governments, businesses cannot forget about the privacy aspect of all the data. And I think in 2009, Eric Schmidt, ex-Google CEO, already said, well, if you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't do it in the first place. And this means that in the future, privacy as we know it might cease to exist. So already we see in the past months, we've seen serious problems with privacy with companies such as Adobe or Target or LinkedIn being hacked, and where passwords and user data is being stolen from these companies. And that's a serious problem. Mm. And one of the other problems with privacy and big data is that for many consumers, it's really difficult to understand what's being done with this data. How is it used? For what is it used? Is it sold to third parties, etc.? And the problem is that it's, although this information is available in terms and conditions and privacy regulations, etc., these documents are often very difficult to read and sometimes even longer than the United States Constitution, which makes it really difficult to go through it. And one thing that I write therefore in my book is I provide organizations with basically four guidelines to help them deal with privacy correctly. And let me share them with you briefly. The first one is called radical transparency, which really means that you should tell your customer what data do you collect, why do you collect it, and what will you do with it now or in the future. And so you have to be open about it, what's being done with it. And the second one is simplicity by design. Really make your privacy policies and terms and conditions easy to understand and to read, also for the digital immigrants, so the people who have no idea basically what the internet is and also use the internet. Then the third one is security. Really do what it takes to protect your data, and in case of a data breach, be honest about it and open to your customers. And the final one is privacy as part of your DNA. Really ensure that the privacy of your customers is not misused and the data is protected, and that you will not lose the trust of your customers, because switching costs are becoming really low today. So if you disrespect the privacy of your customers, well, they might switch to another company very easily.
How can an organization get started with big data and create a positive return on their investment?
Of course, this is what it is all about. So thanks for asking this question. In my book, I extensively describe a roadmap for organizations on how to start developing a big data strategy. And it takes actually several steps to become a data-driven, information-centric organization. First of all, organizations really need to understand what big data is to begin with, obviously, because otherwise defining a big data strategy is really, really difficult. And knowing what big data is can help you to get management buy-in within the organization, as well as to find the right sponsor on board level to go ahead with the project. Why on board level? Because even in the beginning, some of the results might be negative, and then you need really good support from your managers to move ahead. Once that is in place, you can move to the next step, which is to create a multidisciplinary team from all different departments within the organization. And data tends to be kept in silos throughout the organization, so focusing only on one part of the company could result in valuable data sources to be left out. And from there on, you can start to brainstorm about the possible use cases. And this is actually the fun part, because you can think out of the box and come up with all kinds of new ideas. From there on, you start ranking these ideas and you start using criteria, finding the use case that's best suitable to start with. And from there on, it's time to start developing a proof of concept and really start working with it. And during this phase, it is extremely important to share what you learn with the rest of the organization. Because in the end, the entire organization needs to be changed and learning to work with big data. So once you have learned from the proof of concept, you can expand it, you can grow the team, and you can start to become a data-driven, information-centric organization.
Hey, Mark, what can governments do with big data? that's not too creepy.
Of course, it tends to become creepy quite soon, but there's a lot that governments can do with big data. And actually, in fact, the public sector is known for creating massive amounts of data, which therefore offers ample opportunities for them to save, for example, a lot of public money with the analysis of that data. And there's a UK free market think tank, which is called Policy Exchange, and they say that if the UK government would really start using their public big data more effectively, they could save up to £33 billion a year. But that's not the only research that's available in the market that shows that governments should more use public data. Also, McKinsey states that Europe's public sector can save, the annual value to Europe's public sector is almost 250 billion euros per year. So there are many use cases available for the public sector, from reducing tax fraud to improving services for citizens. But that's, of course, not all. The government sits on a pile of data that should be opened up for companies to use and to create innovative new services. So it's not only that governments can use that data, but really they should open it up for other companies, startups, to use that data and to create new solutions, new services, and new insights for the company.
And my last question here is, what can we expect in the coming years?
Yes, the future of big data. Of course, because predicting is an important aspect of big data, but predicting where big data is heading towards is quite difficult. And there are many possibilities that exist with big data, but one thing that I believe is that the future appears to be very bright for big data. But I also see that organizations that do not start developing a big data strategy in the coming years will have a problem of still existing in 10 to 15 years. That is the amount of importance that comes with big data. And I think one important aspect of what we can see in the future of big data is called prescriptive analytics. And prescriptive analytics is something totally new, and it really goes a lot further than we normally know from descriptive or predictive analytics, because it takes into account future decisions to make a decision today. And that's really difficult. It requires a lot of data, but it really will improve decision-making because of the future outcomes that are taken into considerations for the prediction of today. So I think there's a lot to expect in the coming decade with big data. And I would say it's time for organizations to start working and developing their big data strategy.
We've been speaking to Mark Van Rymenam. He is the author of a great new book entitled Think Bigger, Developing a Successful Big Data Strategy for Your Business. Mark, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Follow the American Management Association on Twitter to learn about upcoming free programs, the latest news, management insights, and special offers. You can follow us at AMANET. That's AMANET. Hope to tweet to you real soon. Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.